Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another revealing episode of Morning Reload. From high above all other pedantic and puerile forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Well, good morning, my friends. I'm back to work, back behind the Cowboy State Politics silver microphone. It was a long weekend, but a really good one at the Wyoming State GOP convention, and I've got plenty of audio recorded to tell you all about it. I am, however, going to have to make some popcorn and just sit back and listen to everything that transpired. Probably not the biggest headline out of the weekend, but the biggest one if you read the Cow Pie and the Pravda on the Platte, is that Laramie County has finally been held accountable for their actions. For over a year now, the leadership of the Laramie County Republican Party has made it its policy to be antagonistic towards Wyoming State Republicans. They are unquestionably a bunch of redcoats. As I've told you many times before, when the Republican Party gets together for its state central committee, the vote on just about everything is 61 to 13. 13 redcoats in the state central committee. The last incident is they pretty much disenfranchised Laramie County Republicans by not holding an election for the state convention. Danny Olson, chairwoman of the Laramie County Republicans, and her small group of buddies just decided among themselves who they were going to send to the convention in Sheridan. Well, anyhow, they were finally held accountable, and I'll tell you about that probably starting on Wednesday. But today, we'll continue our 2022 gubernatorial forum for this upcoming election with a discussion with James Quick from Douglas, Wyoming. But first, some completely egregious self-aggrandizement. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There, you can find all of the shows, as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Sleepy Joe Biden and you have no idea what's going on, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself, just like you should have been doing this whole time, but didn't. It's 6:04 in the morning, and do you know what I'm hungry for? Hot wings. Hot wings from the Wing It food truck. They make the most amazing wings in the state of Wyoming. And today, they'll be in Rapid City, South Dakota, tomorrow in Belle Fourche. On Wednesday, they'll be back to Wyoming in Sundance from 11 to 7. Thursday, they'll be in Gillette at Tractor Supply. And Friday, they'll be in Sheridan at the Blacktooth Brewery. Plan accordingly. But if you forget, you can always go to the Sponsors tab at the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, and I'll have their schedule posted there. There really are only two seasons in Wyoming, winter and construction. And we're almost done with that white crap, so that means it's time to think about all of those construction projects you've been dreaming about all winter long. You know, like the one that would have prevented that huge snowdrift that engulfed your Harley-Davidson all winter long? Well, my friends Nick and Jesse have just the thing for you. Give them a call at 307-674-2532, and they'll fix you right up. Morton Buildings is the premier metal building construction company in Wyoming. They're the best at what they do, and they've been doing it longer than anybody else around. So give them a call, 307-674-2532. You just tell them what you have in mind, and they'll handle all the details. You could also check them out at their website at mortonbuildings.com. Okay, so we have four people running for governor this year. We have James Quick from Douglas, Brent Behan from Sheridan, of course, Governor Gordon, and Rex Rammel. And I've conducted a series of interviews, and here's the game plan. I have a set of questions, and I've asked each candidate pretty much the exact same question. And the whole idea is so that you will be able to listen to their responses and then compare them. As you are no doubt aware, I didn't play a single interview until all of them had been done, so there was no chance that any of the candidates knew what questions were coming. So this morning, I'm going to play my discussion with James Quick. On Wednesday's program, we're going to hear from Governor Mark Gordon. No pun intended, but it's a quick interview, and it's perfect for this installment of Morning Reload. Here's my discussion with James Quick. I'm joined today by James Quick. James is also running for governor of Wyoming. He lives in Douglas,
Correct.
And since I was down here for another event, I thought I'd sit down and chat with him. So, James, welcome to Cowboy State Politics.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
First question, not really a question, but why don't you just tell us about yourself?
Okay. I was actually born in Nebraska in 1965, in July of 65. My family moved to Wyoming in June of 69. I've been here ever since. I did spend a little bit of time in the Marine Corps. Excuse me. As soon as I got done in the Marine Corps, I returned to Wyoming, went to work in the energy industry. I've been doing that basically ever since. I've coal mined, uranium mined, pipelined. I own and operate my own little oil field service company now. So,
okay. So first question, why in the devil do you want to run for governor?
I have a lot of reasons. The main reason really is I want to protect Wyoming. I want to safeguard Wyoming. I really enjoyed growing up in Wyoming with the freedoms that we have here. I want to protect that so my grandkids have the same freedoms growing up here. And I just see, that's one of the main reasons, but yeah.
Fair enough. You said you want to protect Wyoming. Protect Wyoming from what? I mean, what's the number one challenge facing Wyoming citizens?
Right now, besides government overreach, I believe is the corporate takeover of our state. And I believe that is going to, and again, by the Natrium Reactor plant coming to Wyoming, I think it's just going to keep going and going and going. And 90% of the people I've talked to don't agree with that. They don't want it here.
Okay. Now, I filled up my car this morning before I left Buffalo to come down here, and I drive a little Toyota, and it cost me $50 to fill the tank. In my opinion, one of the major concerns of Wyoming citizens is, of course, fuel prices, but it's mainly inflation. Right now, it's at a 50-year high. As governor, what would you do to try to combat the 17% inflation rate that we're all experiencing right now?
Part of it, I think, what we could do is, I know there's taxes on our gas that hopefully they could ease that off a little bit. To me, that seems like the best way to do it. Maybe get rid of some of the government committees and stuff that we have right now. Kind of cut back on our regulations some. Open stuff up. See if that helps a little bit.
I think opening a valve here or there would probably help.
Well,
as governor, you would be running the state that literally powers this country. We're the number one producer of energy in the state. You know that. You've worked in the energy industry all your life. So you've got a pretty big bully pulpit. You'd be able to speak to the administration in ways that, you know, some other states probably can't. So in your mind, what's the number one failure of the Biden administration?
The Green New Deal, wanting to get rid of fossil fuels, so-called fossil fuels, go to strictly sustainable energy. There's no way to do that without energy coming out of Wyoming.
Okay, fair enough. Now, a few years ago, the legislature passed a piece of legislation that would have forced the governor to do something about our coal export port that was shut down in Oregon. He vetoed the bill. And now, about the only thing we have left to do is to file another lawsuit. That coal export port is critically important to Wyoming. Because right now, the only people we're selling coal to are domestic companies or other states. So we've got to get that port opened. What would you do as governor to solve that problem?
I would go to other states besides Oregon. Texas, why couldn't we port it out of Texas? I mean, maybe California, Washington, there's other states along the coast that have these ports. Why not try and open up something there?
Okay. Not only are our energy companies suffering in Wyoming, our ag producers are seeing an amazing increase in the price of just about everything. They're getting killed by inflation. They're getting killed by consolidated markets, where it costs a tremendous amount of money to raise a cow. They take it to market, and they get pennies on the dollar for their investment. So what's the number one action that Wyoming could do to help protect our livestock producers?
You know, I'm not really sure on that because I'm not an ag person. Quite frankly, I would go to the farmers and ranchers and ask them what they need. Okay. Try and help them that way. Because I'm not sure. I'm not a rancher. I'm not a farmer. I work in the energy industry, so.
Okay. So do we need more taxes in Wyoming?
No.
Okay. Well, I hear that from legislators all the time. We have to balance our revenues.
They need to quit spending.
I completely agree. So let's talk about education real quick. It's the number one budget item in Wyoming. We spend way more money per student than any other state. In fact, this year, this upcoming year, it's probably going to be around $20,000 per student.
I heard 19.2.
Yeah.
Just 3 weeks ago, and I don't know why it's that high. I would like to know, why is it that high?
Well, part of it is we have what they call escalators, and they're in statute already, and the education budget goes up about $200 million every year, regardless of if we do anything. And so what ideas do you have to help get a handle on this outrageous spending that we're doing in our education system?
Again, like I said, I'm not that familiar with the education, how it works, all of that. I mean, I know it seems like a lot, some of the people that the top tier of the education system are making a lot of money. Why? They make more than the governor does. Why?
Many of them do.
Yeah. The assistant school superintendent here in Commerce County makes more than our governor does. Yeah. And why? Why do we need one for Douglas and one for Glenrock? I mean, again, my question, I have more questions than I do answers on a lot of this stuff, and education is a lot of that. I have more questions than I do answers. Why is it costing us $19,000, $20,000 per kid? That to states around us are not doing that. Why are we doing that? That's some of the stuff. I want to ask the hard questions, get the answers, and then go appropriately from there.
Well, I'd love that answer. You know, a lot of times from politicians, all you hear is they get asked a question, and regardless if they know the answer or not, they just try to answer it. So I think it's good for people to say, you know what, I don't know that right now.
Well, I'm not a politician. I've never ran for any office before in my life. I've worked for a living. I still work for a living. And we just need to start standing up and take our state back.
Okay, so last question.
Okay.
I'm walking into the voting booth in Buffalo, Wyoming. And, well, we don't have a booth, really. It's more of like a
partition.
Cubicle. Yeah, it's a partition. So why should I fill in the little circle for you?
If you want to stay status quo of what we've been doing for how many hundreds of years, you vote for one of these other guys. Like I said, I'm not a politician. I'm not doing this to make friends. I don't want to be a political career politician. I'm doing this to try and help safeguard Wyoming. If you vote for me and you don't like what I do, I will step aside. Because like I said, I am not a politician. I am a working Wyoming person, and I know what the average person goes through in this state.
Was there anything else you'd like to talk about that we didn't cover?
No, I think I'm good, actually.
Okay.
You know?
If people want to get a hold of you, James, how do they do that? Do you have a website?
I do have a website. My website is votejamesquick.com. I have an email. It's jq@votejamesquick.com. I'm on Facebook. And my cell phone number is 307-359-9576. I might not answer that phone. I don't carry that phone with me all the time. I got that. It's kind of comical. My grandson calls it my governor phone because I got that specifically for a campaign. I actually, like I said, I work for a living, so I carry my work phone with me. But I will get back to you as soon as I can and answer the questions honestly.
Okay. Well, again, thank you very much for taking the time to visit with me. I'm sure we'll be talking again as the campaign season goes along.
I hope so.
You're welcome on Cowboy State Politics anytime.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
All of us are keenly aware of the importance of this upcoming election. Wyoming citizens are facing some serious challenges, and if you're the guy that's running for the center chair, you have to know what the issues are. Agriculture and our extractive industries are the two things that power Wyoming, and you need to be comfortable discussing both of them. In some cases, it's totally okay to say that you don't know that much about a subject. Sometimes there's an off-the-wall question that catches you off guard. But we're talking about two of the most important industries in the state of Wyoming. You should be able to talk about both of them at length. Especially so when you're about to do an interview with the largest political program in the state of Wyoming. There are only 99 days until the primary election. In political terms, that's not very much time at all. What I'm saying is, if you're a candidate in a major statewide election and you only have 99 days left until people fill in that little circle, and your most common answer is, I don't know, well, it's time to crack the books. Because I can assure you that Wyoming voters have already done that very same thing. And my friends, we will continue to do so on Wednesday's program, where I'm going to play the interview with Governor Mark Gordon. Have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.